In Haiti was I born as a slave. More than 150 years into past, with a power I do not fully understand. I am known as Jean-Pierre Desperrois, and Destiny, she calls my name.
Chapter 13. Aisalie Danto. In my ear, a high, piercing tone. It drowns out the sound of the growling of wolves. I'm awake. My eyes are closed, but I am awake on my mattress in the coolness of the cave. From outside the cave, I hear the birdsong of a chicoet. I shake my head. The tone still rings in my ear. What day is it? What time is it? A female voice comes to me.
Do not move, Jean-Pierre. You still need rest.
I know this voice. My head, it hurts too much to open my eyes. In my head are still the images of a dream of much strangeness. In the dream, I was in the power of a pack of wolves. I was covered in blood. The blood, it tasted of sweet and salt all at the same time. I feel a hand behind my head to raise it. I open my eyes. A woman I recognize. Who is she? These eyes, the nose, the skin. Who are you?
You don't remember?
She says. I have a glimmer of memory, but I cannot catch hold of it to look more closely. I shake my head no.
I am called Aisalie Danto.
Aisalie Danto. This name, it is so familiar. I ask her how long I have been asleep, but the words, they come out like mud. Aisalie understands.
3 days.
I have had some strange dreams.
I know.
How does this woman know about my dreams?
You make a lot of noise when you sleep, mostly moaning, an occasional scream, sometimes actual words,
says this Aisalie Danto. What words?
You called out. It sounded like Gada.
Gada. Yes, I remember her eyes. Turquoise they were. In the dream she seemed so real. So real, yet not real. It is strange, this feeling I have right now. As if all the past were a dream. What do I remember of my life? Starving and sweating in the small metal box, this cave, Isabel, the rest, it is a blank. How can this be? What of my life as a slave? Why can I not remember any single detail of my life before this cave? All I see is a heavy fog, a heavy gray. I remember my dreams, a strange city, wolves, blood. All of this I remember with far more clearness. How can this be? There is one who has the answers. I say,
where is Isabel?
Aisalie Danto frowns. Her lips press together as if she knows but will not tell me. She looks at the ground next to the mattress. My eyes follow hers. She looks at a cup of liquid. She pulls on my arm to get me to sit up. I do. She picks up the cup. My stomach, it twists. The thought of drinking an unknown liquid makes me to feel nauseous. Why?
It's okay,
she says.
It's just water.
I take the cup. I smell it. It does not smell like anything. I take a small sip. Indeed, it is water. I gulp down the rest in one swallow.
Isabel is gone,
says Aisalie Danto. My fingers reach to my face. They touch scar tissue.
What is the last thing you remember?
Says Aisalie Danto.
The box. Waking up here. Isabel.
We need to get you home,
says Aisalie Danto.
Try to remember. Nothing but gray.
feel my forehead to be tense, to tone. It still rings in my ear. It gives me a headache. I am completely at the mercy of this woman, Azalee Danto.
I brought you some food,
she says. I smell it before I see the bowl. Chicken and rice. We do not talk for the time it takes me to eat. It tastes good. I put the bowl on the floor of the cave and wait for Azalee Danto to say something. I wish the sound in my ear would go away.
What do you remember before the box?
She says. I shake my head.
Nothing?
She asks. No. I remember my dreams. She inhales deeply and exhales slowly. Her eyes lock with mine.
Listen,
she says.
Listen while I tell you a story.
When Azalee Danto has finished talking, I cannot help but to laugh. What you just told me, it is a bad fiction, no? A story to scare little children. But how is it that so many of the details of her story are the same as what I remember of my dreams these past 3 nights? You heard me talk in my sleep. This is how you come up with the story. She just looks at me with a slight frown. I grab the pendant that dangles from my neck. It is warm to the touch. If Azalee Danto is to be believed, this is my baka, which I can use to travel through time and space. I used this baka to come here from a place called Tunis, 175 years in the future. I find myself having trouble to believe her. The mere idea is outrageous, no? But why is the pendant warm? It is a lie. Why would she lie to me like this, this Azalee Danto? I don't know. I am no killer. Why then? When I grabbed a pendant just now, did it make me question not from where and when I came, but whether I am a murderer? I killed no one. The thought is preposterous. What about the body of Madame Delacour, Jean-Pierre? The throat perfectly slit, the blood spattered just so, her mouth open in the perfect scream. Such a work of art, that one was. That was just a dream. Did you not say that it is not enough to slice the throat of a man, that there is something inside of you that compels you to slice it all the way around from one ear to the other, that this is the correct way to slice a throat, that it felt good?
No, that was not real.
You were the hero, Jean-Pierre, even to grab the dog by the hindquarters to shake out its blood, up and down, up and down, up
no,
and down.
No, I did not do that. That was not me.
Who was it then?
It was just a dream.
Think, Jean-Pierre, that was no dream.
If it was not a dream, then what was it?
Not what, who. Who was it?
No, I do not accept this. I am a good man.
You are only good to yourself.
But I am a good man.
When have you been a good man, Jean-Pierre? When have you helped anyone but yourself?
Many times.
Name one.
I was born in Haiti, in this hellhole. I had to look out for myself.
Name one time you helped anyone but yourself.
I am not a bad man. I would never do these things.
But you did do these things.
Mockendahl, it was him. He made me to do them.
But you did them.
No.
It was you.
No, please.
Think, Jean-Pierre, remember.
No, that was not me. It could not have been me.
Think.
The body of Madame Delacour lies on the bed in a puddle of its own blood. Her neck, it opens from ear to ear, like a good neck should. I have done good work with this one. Dear God, what have I done?
Nothing is as it seems.
Nothing is as it seems. I look at Azalee Danto for the first time.
You said that to me,
I say.
Said what?
Nothing is as it seems. You said that to me.
Azalee Danto nods her head.
You were trying to warn me.
She nods her head again. Her eyes are wet.
But you are red sack, no?
Azalee Danto again nods. A single tear moved slowly down her cheek.
Why would you help me to find the truth?
It takes a moment for Ezili Danto to answer. Her face shows pain, the same pain I feel inside. The pain of knowing that the slaves of AD are still slaves. The pain of knowing that you have killed. That you have killed the innocent. And for what? Nothing.
Makandal,
she says.
He was burned at the stake yesterday afternoon in the town square of Cap Français. The murders at Les Maisons de la Caire led the white men directly to this camp. If I had not pulled you away, you would have been burned at the stake yesterday, too.
Are you certain he is dead?
I say. I do not know why it is I say this.
Am I certain? Of course I am certain. For the love of God, I watched him burn at the stake. I helped to bury him for God's sake. There was nothing left but burned flesh and bone.
He did not rise up in a cloud of locust?
What are you talking about?
The tears now fill her eyes, and her face expresses pain and horror.
I do not know, I say. I do not know. Makandal is dead. Why is this important?
Why is this important? Take Jean-Pierre.
The slave rebellion, I say.
It is over. The rest of the slaves have disappeared. They will be rounded up and killed.
Her eyes, they are filled with tears.
What about you,
I say.
I am still a house slave for the Delacour family. I now work in the kitchen.
Will they not miss you while you are here?
She says nothing. Her lip trembles. She has lost everything. She is more to Delacour than just a kitchen slave. I shudder at the thought.
Why did you save me, Ezili?
She looks at the floor of the cave and shakes her head. A tear falls from her eye and makes a dark spot on the floor. Finally, she speaks.
At first, Makandal, he was an inspiration. But then the sacrifices to the Loa needed to be stronger, more. So he began to sacrifice.
The voice of Ezili Danto, it fades away.
These dreams,
I say.
They were real.
She nods.
I couldn't take it anymore.
But why me? Why save me?
I do not know.
But I know. Somewhere inside, I know. My fingers, they reach to grab, but they are not long enough. I reach farther, farther. It is almost in my grasp. I can just feel something. Where was I before this cave? Before the box? Yes, I was in Haiti, but that was a long time ago. No, I lived somewhere else. I was not merely a slave. I lived far from here, across the ocean. How is this possible? I lived in a place where carriages were driven without the help of horses. I lived in a place where whites and blacks could mingle.
Tunis.
There was more. I had others to work for me. I had white people to work for me. I loved someone before Isabel.
Gada.
The memory of an adult life of slavery at the plantation, Delacour, this is not my memory. The memory of years of longing for Isabel, this is not my memory. I was never a slave to the white man, not since I was an infant. No, I live in Tunis, a city far away in a time far away. I do not belong here. Why am I here, then?
Makandal.
Makandal. Makandal was in Tunis. He murdered 3 men.
But he is dead.
Someone used the name Makandal in Tunis.
Who? 3 men were murdered in Tunis. I was blamed.
You killed in Haiti.
Did I kill the people in Tunis?
Did you?
I came here with the power of my Baka to find out why these men were killed and why I was framed for the murders. And I have come to this place, here, now, with no answers. No answers, and a failed slave rebellion. And my own actions that led to the bodies of the dead here to add to the bodies in Tunis.
The dead whom you have killed.
But there's more. I take in Azalie Danto with my eyes. This young girl will grow up to spark another revolution. It will be many years from now, but she will succeed. It will start the night I am born. This all comes back to me now. How could I forget the history of my own people? How could I forget the only successful slave rebellion the world has ever known? And now I know why it is that Azalie Danto would warn me, would save me. Somehow, she knows too. How she knows, I do not know, but she knows. How could I have forgotten? Also this, I do not know. How could I forget what this woman truly is to me? Not just to the people of Haiti, but to me. To me. To forget that I wished to meet her my entire life. To forget that I wished she was there for me when I was young. To forget that I wished her to hold me when I was a child. How could I forget that you, Azalie Danto, you are my maman? Azalie Danto sobs. This beautiful young creature, she is my mother. You are 17. You will not bear me until you are the miraculous age of 54. Of course, you do not know this yet, but somehow you know. Hold her. Tell her that it will be many years, but she will get her wish, that she herself will lead the revolution, that she will set in motion the rebellion to free all the slaves of Haiti. Tell her you are her son. But she will find out all this on her own. When we next meet, maman, it will be in Ife. And for the first time this morning, the high, piercing tone in my ear, it is gone.
You have been listening to Salt, The Lives and Times of Jean-Pierre d'Esperrois. I'm Jason Newlander, and I wrote and narrated the story. Donna Uribe provided additional voices. Buzz Moran produced this recording. Music by Adrian Quesada. There's more to Jean-Pierre d'Esperrois at theintergalacticnemesis.com. Salt is part of the One of Us podcast network.